Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Yo, what is going on, and welcome to another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. I am Ramsey Abushala, editor of UrbanPitch.com. The co-executive directors of Vibes are in the building. Julio Monterosa, Bridget Flores. What's up, y'all?
What is going on?
We okay? 3 shots in. We don't care. No vote.
No.
We hit the char bar.
I feel like my breath is like... I'm taking a little longer to take these breaths in.
Do we gotta get you on a ventilator or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, or something. Cause she has so a whole panic full, attack. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. We ate a good meal.
We saw Brian Jordan shout out to that. Outside, so she's like hyperventilating.
Okay, sure. Such last year thing.
That was so 2022.
So yeah. 2022.
She's just pregnant.
Hey.
What? Like, come on, man. How are we gonna start? How are we gonna start the episode like this?
How are you gonna put me out like that?
Whoever put you out was me.
Dude.
All right. Come on. Hey, wheel it in, bro.
We need to be.
Oh, my God.
No,
we
need
to be. Such a Julio thing to do.
This is the wildest
start. You would think
start.
That at the end of getting towards the end of the 2023 year, he would mature, but no.
I mean, we've been
I matured.
This.
Same.
No.
Different
no,
day.
No, I've been good.
You've been okay. To who? You've been okay. Today. I've seen, this
our,
is the old Julio.
This is the old, yeah, hey, TBD.
Our
is,
end of year evaluations are coming up, so. Yeah,
we'll see the report.
Oh, no, I can tell you my qualifications. Single and looking.
That's not the
evaluations we're doing, but
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. If you can't tell, we're by ourselves today. It's a solo episode.
Solo,
first one in a while.
Low.
We had a bunch of, you know, illustrious guys back to back. So it's been a minute since all three of us, because even Bridget, I think the last time it was just me and Julio.
Yeah, Bridget was being too cool for school.
Yeah.
I was in Chi-Town, Chi City, baby.
No, I think it was before that. It was before you were in Chicago. I don't even remember why you weren't here, but
that's
you weren't.
Crazy. Don't say that.
She was just busy, honestly.
I think she might have been just too busy for us.
No, I think the last time I wasn't here because I was
It was
in
like
Chicago.
A Mexican holiday. It was like Cinco de Mayo.
It might have been. Yeah, I think it was something like that. Like Dia de los Muertos or something like that.
El Grito de México.
Put some respect on our culture.
But I want to, so... We got to get this out of the system. We have a lot to talk about today. You know,
she's not pregnant. Oh,
we got MLS playoffs. We got, you know, some USMNT stuff. But first, I wanted to start with the 2026 World Cup, because it's like low-key. It's low-key coming up on us.
Almost, it's giving drama.
Yeah.
It's giving first Netflix of all, series.
Yeah.
We're LA gotta get it together.
You're not gonna tell me that there's gonna be a Netflix series about how the 2026 World Cup did not make it to LA. And why? Money.
It's money. It's Period. Money. That's you know, it's what most issues boil down to when it comes down to it. So if you haven't heard, which
give
I'm
them
sure,
the recap.
I'm sure most of y'all have heard, but
maybe some
if
of
you're
them.
Listening to this,
I might send it to a few, you know, new friends.
Yeah, so 2026 World Cup, we had 16 host cities, and Los Angeles obviously was going to be one of those cities.
LA, baby.
SoFi Stadium, Inglewood, California, was you know, the most expensive stadium in the world.
$5.5 billion.
Travis Scott, first hip-hop guy, just sold that out. Damn, no, Travis Scott.
Travis Scott sold out the stadium. Yeah, so that was, it's. I mean, we've all been there. We've all seen it. It's state of the art. It's beautiful stadium.
So big.
But Pause. There's been a lot of this, you know, contentious
feud.
Negotiations between Kroenke Sports Business. And Entertainment and FIFA. So Stan Kroenke, who is a prominent figure in the sports world. You know, he's the owner of Arsenal. He's the owner of the Denver Nuggets. He's the owner of the LA Rams.
He got money.
And most, you know,
he has a daughter.
Talk to him.
He owns SoFi Stadium. So KSE, his Kroenke, you know, business, Kroenke Sports and Entertainment, owns SoFi Stadium, and they're in a bit of a, you know, feud with FIFA.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. The last of the major pro sports leagues is off and rolling, and college basketball is ready to go as well. Bet Online remains your top spot for all your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, and NHL are all in full swing. Bet Online is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions. All the hoops betting action, along with every sport available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to Bet Online today and remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first bet. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Because
money talks.
The money split.
It's a money thing. So the stadium, number one, the stadium is not fit to host a World Cup game, in the fact that the field, the pitch,
something about
the pitch dimensions are too narrow. So they need to widen the field. And what that would do, it would take out box seats that are on the sidelines, and there's a billion box seats at that stadium. It's mostly box seats.
Right.
Like it's a bunch. Very luxurious stadium. And so that's going to cut into the capacity, which already is an issue as well. 70,000, around 70,000. I think the Arsenal-Barcelona game was like 70,400, something around that.
I think it goes up to like 70,700.
Yeah, I think the college football final was there, and it was like 72,000. They expanded it to that. Mm-hmm. But the minimum for FIFA, it's 80,000. So to host a World Cup final event, it's 80,000. And Kroenke has made it very clear that he wants to host the final. Los Angeles has hosted the last three World Cup finals in the United States, and three of the last four in North America. Canada had one, but the Rose Bowl hosted two, and then Dignity Health hosted one in 2003, the Women's World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Women's World Cup in 2003. And the Rose Bowl hosted 99, and before that, 94. Yeah. So it'll be wild. And so the FIFA is not going to pay for the renovations to take out the seating, to make the pitch wider, and then ostensibly to increase the capacity, because that's what they need to host the final. And Kroenke will probably be operating at a loss if that's the case, especially if they're not hosting the final, if they're only hosting group stage and maybe quarterfinal games, because I think quarterfinal is like 60,000. So they'd be able to host at least a quarterfinal game, but they're losing money, and you know, Stan Kroenke is not the most like savory figure in sports. Like a lot, like ask any Arsenal fan. We had Jessica Black. We should ask them.
I know.
Asked her last week. They've been calling for him to sell the team for years. You know, the LA Rams, he moved from St. Louis to LA. So all of St. Louis doesn't like him, you know.
Dirty ENT is all we got.
Yeah. I mean, he hosted the trophy with Denver Nuggets when they won the NBA championship last year. And people were like, why is he got to be the first one to lift the trophy?
That part.
Yeah, F the Nuggets, for the record. But so this is all boiling down to, you can't blame him. As much as people don't like him, you can't blame him for, you know, because FIFA's, the way that things are structured, FIFA's taking money from ticket sales, they're taking money from concession, merchandising, right.
All these tournaments.
And, I mean, you'd think that the host venues or the host cities, the planning committees, all that, are entitled to that money.
Right.
But FIFA's taking most of it. And he's already unhappy with that. And then now they're saying, okay, you're going to have to do a very costly renovation of your stadium.
And he has to renovate it back to...
Out of your pocket.
And then on top of that, you're not going to host the final. So you have to... They're from his point of view, he's going to be losing money on this. It doesn't make sense. But at the same time, bro, you made the most expensive stadium in the world, $5.5 billion.
Yeah.
How did you not have the foresight to create... I mean, because anyone can look up... I can look up right now what the minimum requirements are for a World Cup final. You're building this gigantic stadium.
Right.
Obviously, you're going to want to host big events like the World Cup. They didn't know the World Cup was coming to the U.S. at the time. I think it started in 2016, and then we were awarded
stole it from us.
In 2018. Right.
Yeah.
But... you have to assume that the World Cup was coming to the U.S. Yeah.
It was in the talks already, though.
Yeah, and then to have it's a lack of foresight, mm-hmm. and it's his fault, or not his fault, but the construction committee's fault.
They should have seen the bigger picture.
Right. How do you not build a stadium with at least 80,000 capacity? How do you not build a stadium with a soccer to have a soccer pitch that matches FIFA's requirements?
Regulations.
I mean, we've seen soccer games there before, but none of them have been really official. I think the Leagues Cup game was probably the most of it wasn't a friendly, but it really was a friendly.
Yeah.
So all of this is to say that we're losing out because FIFA's being greedy and these guys didn't have the foresight to
be ready
for this, mm-hmm. because it was going to happen eventually. So now it might not happen. There's been reports saying that Kroenke is going to pull out entirely of negotiations.
Kroenke.
There's been he's since told the LA Times that they're going to be there's still negotiations, but we might not see the World Cup come 2026.
There's a lot of debate. Like I've seen a few articles that have confirmed like LA is no longer the 2026 World Cup conversations, and then you read it and then it's just like it's possible. It's just like I think a lot of them are clickbait, but to the context behind it, it's just like there is a conversation going about this. I don't know. It kind of, on the one hand, I hate having to deal with traffic in LA. Like, even the thought of having to get there and having to park and having to, like, show up, like, I hate it. But when I think about having to do that when I get to travel somewhere, I don't worry about it.
Right.
It's just, it's a weird thing. Like, to think that I have to deal with that in my hometown, I don't want to do it. But
you'll travel somewhere to sit in traffic.
Yeah.
Let Portland have the traffic.
It just feels like it's different because it's like you're going out of your way to do that somewhere else. I don't know. I mean, it sucks, right? Because it would have been amazing to have a World Cup, whatever, like semifinal, one game, two games, final happen in LA. I think that would have been amazing. Like, I think that would have elevated just like the soccer culture, the footy culture that we have in LA and like what we get to do and like, All the people that like ride or die for like footy in LA.
I mean, let's be real. I'm gonna say this into the camera. The World Cup final belongs in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like
but you can't see the bigger picture until these smaller tournaments come into play. It's Gold Cup, Copa America. Once you see like the effect Copa America is gonna have it in soccer, you're gonna see they're gonna be like, oh damn,
should have been.
Yeah, we like literally we could renovate this. Lose some money, but at the end of the day, like the amount of people are going to come in afterwards just for the historical, like, this is the World Cup final stadium. Let's go watch a Rams Chargers game there, like, and pay an extra $700 for no reason just for to be in that stadium where whoever, like, the U.S. wins their first World Cup at or whatever the storyline is.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's crazy that to them, like, not especially like the amount of money they have.
Right. With the amount of teams that they
Kroenke, he's married to a Walton. Like, that's the Walmart. He's married into the Walmart family.
That's
crazy.
He's fine.
Like, he's good. He's good.
My guy, you're going
to
be okay.
but I do, like, I mean, from his point of view, like, he's losing money. And
okay,
he doesn't want to do anything to lose money. It's a power thing.
But think about it. Like,
yeah.
on a cultural level, like, do it for the culture. Do it for the LA streets.
He's
like,
never gonna understand.
Let me talk
that,
to the camera.
Exactly.
He's never gonna understand.
Exactly.
My pale brother. Just do it.
He's not gonna
bro,
do it.
Bro, he's not gonna do it because he's not from, like, he's not about it. And like, and that's the issue behind the people that have all this money and that hold power in places. Yeah, in places that like are meant to be given the time and the events that they're meant for. Like, yeah. Inglewood would have gone crazy. LA would have gone crazy if we had a World Cup
yeah.
out here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it belongs to Los Angeles because the history of LA yeah. hosting the 94 and the 99 World Cups.
Right.
Both iconic finals.
Crazy.
Iconic. 2003, we won't talk about 2003.
But
that
now
was rushed,
more
but,
than ever.
But 94 and 99, crazy finals.
But besides all that, like, I'm just waiting for like that jersey release for that World Cup. If it's not the star.
It's going to be bad. It's going
to
be bad.
No,
I can already tell you.
It has to be the stars, the star jersey. Like,
it won't be.
The
it
denim, like, no. the star. If that jersey does not come with a remake, I won't be.
Yeah.
Hella pissed.
You might be disappointed come 2026. But I mean, when you look at the other venue possibilities, right now it's most likely going to be Dallas or New Jersey for the final. New Jersey, East Rutherford, New Jersey. No disrespect to both of those.
New Jersey's not even New York.
New Jersey, like putting the final in
it's like
Dallas,
having it in the Valley.
Yeah, like having the final in the
and
Valley.
And saying it's in LA.
So I'll tell you this right now. I don't disagree with you. Right. But Inglewood, technically, Inglewood,
the city of champions,
is not part of Los Angeles.
But it's the city of LA champions. City.
Yeah, well, LA is LA.
They have their own history.
San Fernando Valley is part of Los Angeles.
But Inglewood has more culture than the San Fernando Valley.
I think, to a certain extent, if you think about it. I would beg to differ. Look up the people who lived in the Valley and look at the history of the Valley.
But
and
why
then,
don't they claim the Valley?
Who doesn't?
I don't know.
Nobody.
I don't know anyone who claims the Valley.
You and Nathan Ordaz are the only
one. Hey, no, wait, you know what? I just saw a TikTok reel and we were just talking about him. That guy. Oh, no, that's IE. Never mind. That's
crazy. Same yo, crazy.
Same.
Like, this is who I'm arguing
she's
with.
Just purge
like, these
Marino.
Are people who I'm arguing
just
with.
Purge
they can't even,
Valley.
No, they can't even put it together a coherent argument. And this is what I'm doing.
Hey, when
with.
You
like,
see the
like,
when you see the elephant, you're getting to the
open,
Valley.
Open.
When you see the elephant, you get to the.
Yeah. Open a map. Learn history. Like, I'll tell you this right now.
When you get to the elephant, you got to the Valley. Yeah.
You said that three times and it didn't hit once. So
she got it. She got it.
She's laughing because you're on the same team.
No,
but it's fine.
No, because she wouldn't.
Listen. No. Listen to me. The Valley culturally has more to do with Los Angeles than a lot of other places. You look at movies, any movie about LA has a connection to the Valley into it. Name an LA movie, there's the Valley is
the
involved
Wash.
In that movie. Huh?
Dr. Dre's movie.
That's not a movie.
It's a movie. Next Friday.
Friday, Ice Cube, where did he go to high school? He went to Taft.
He was a bust, baby.
Huh? But he doesn't claim
but
Taft.
But he went to Taft High School. Yes, he does.
But
does he?
He was at my high school graduation.
Hey.
Yeah.
But the movie was filmed in L.A.
Training Day. Where did Jake Hoyt, Ethan Hawke's character, he went to North Hollywood High School.
That's the guy that, like, you hit the boogie.
Chinatown. The whole plot of Chinatown has to deal with the Valley being incorporated into L.A. So you've never even seen Chinatown. You don't understand. So
what the hell is Chinatown?
Jack Nicholson, classic, Roman Polanski. Like, I mean, I'm just operating at
the Valley mindset.
You know what I mean? So that's fine. We don't have to talk about this. We're talking about
sandals and a tank top, you loser.
Anyway, back to the World Cup.
Yeah.
What I was going to say, you said something about the final being hosted in like Dallas, New Jersey, whatever,
yeah.
right? I mean, at the end of the day, whatever. They're going to decide what they're going to decide. But I did hear that if the games aren't hosted in LA, like whatever the ones that we were supposed to have here, mm-hmm. they might move to Vegas.
That's what something that was being said as well.
And I heard that Allegiant Stadium was willing to renovate their stadium to fit the regulations
yeah,
of FIFA.
They understand.
Exactly.
The debauchery in soccer? So in.
The ego isn't there. I understand what Kroenke is trying to do. He's trying to be like, yo, I built this stadium. I want the final. If it's not the final, I'm not in. I don't want to be here.
Because you think that's
I'm not
going to
be
doing?
Making money. I'm not going to be yeah. making money on this. If I'm not going to get
he
the
wants
final,
it
you're
going to
throw
in.
Me quarterfinal games? Forget that. I want the final. Jeez. I want the final. That's what he's saying.
What are we? Like freaking Delaware?
Right.
We want the final to win?
Right, exactly. So,
which makes sense, I guess.
Which yeah. Delaware?
Which makes sense. But, I mean, you should have built your stadium better
to the regulation.
Bro, you should have built your stadium better.
It should have been flexible.
Yeah.
First of all, that stadium is like more outside than it's inside. Like
it is.
Like they have a whole pond. They have a lake.
It's
for
more
real?
Of a city. It's more of a city than it is
yeah,
a
like,
stadium.
Definitely. Yeah. Like it's bigger than LA. So I feel
maybe they should have like made the YouTube theater a little smaller and then just extended.
For real.
First like, of all, I saw Charlie Wilson at the YouTube theater.
Hey, I saw Jay Shetty. I'm not saying anything that. But it's just like
intimate.
Would you rather like, see Charlie Wilson or a World Cup game?
Exactly.
Uncle Charlie is a legend. We love Uncle Charlie, but like we're talking about the World Cup.
Make
here.
It make sense.
We're talking about
Charlie Wilson.
No, a World Cup final.
You're
that's
lying.
Crazy.
Julio, you were lying.
There goes my baby, bro.
Okay, so if it comes out here, don't.
Unserious.
Don't, he's
unserious.
Not coming.
He's
with
not
us.
Serious. He's not being serious. He doesn't argue on a like a. He's not. Providing like like an actual argument, which is why you can't argue with him. But yeah,
can't
I mean,
argue with you.
You can't argue with the guy.
He's the leader of the Gap Band. I don't care what you guys say.
If find me five people who would rather see a Charlie Wilson concert
versus a World Cup final.
A World Cup final, and I'll give you $10,000.
The next home game, whatever that comes out here, we're gonna ask that question.
Okay,
that's gonna be our question.
Would
of the
day.
Would
you rather see Uncle Charlie play "I Dropped the Bomb on You"? Like I mean,
I've watched or his, a World Cup final.
I've watched his tiny desk is fire. I won't deny that. But I'm trying to watch a World Cup final
in LA.
You know, like being like, come on, that's.
I'd rather be in his tiny desk live performance.
There, you couldn't like a World Cup final is like on its own plateau of events, and I'm sorry, like no disrespect to Charlie.
It's not a concert. It's not a
what
it's,
nothing.
It's
can
a
compare.
One of a one in a lifetime.
He was
kind
hooked
of
on
thing.
Drugs. We're lucky that he's still performing.
That's like
no,
I mean, again,
I'm joking. But I'm joking, but yeah, like it
you?
Will suck.
He's serious. He's
it will suck if LA does not have a final. And Charlie Wilson does not perform in the halftime show.
Put Charlie Wilson
in the halftime.
This is
because he's blessed.
Get the best of both worlds.
Yeah,
you could. Yeah, but I mean, Dallas, New Jersey. I mean, Dallas stadium-wise, I mean, it fits 100,000 capacity. The field's right. It's indoors, so it'll be cool.
I heard it's not in the city. I heard it's like
it's in Arlington. Dallas and Arlington are right next to each other, so it's
how far
like,
is Arlington from Dallas?
It's they're literally they border right next to each other. I've drove through the city, and it's close. So I mean,
if it's in Dallas,
it's
though,
it's there.
Yeah, it's there. It is in it's pretty much Dallas. So
isn't Arlington where The Big Green was filmed?
I couldn't tell you. But
best soccer movie ever.
Look, Dallas, good city. New Jersey is not even, it's not part of New York. You know, it's in a swamp. You're going to be indoors. You don't need to be indoors in LA in the summer. In Inglewood, it's a little bit more inland, but still, like, if you're going to have, it's probably, another thing that they were saying is that it'll probably have to be an earlier game because of the time difference between Europe and the East, and the West Coast, sorry. It's like a 9-hour or 8-hour difference compared to the East Coast.
First of all, this World Cup is going to be called soccer. It's not going to be called football, so we're going to make our time frames.
Yeah, but I mean, who's gonna be watching? It's gonna be Europe.
Us,
no,
dude.
Bro, it's
gonna do you like, remember this past World Cup? We were dying.
We were dying.
So yeah, they gotta worry about us.
4 a.m. games.
Yeah.
3 a.m.
Bro,
5 a.m.
I was drunk by 7 a.m. It's crazy.
But I mean,
I got a problem.
It's a European thing, and that's it just revolves. It's Eurocentric.
So what would be the like estimate time? For out here?
On the East Coast, I believe it would be 5 or 6 hours. I'm not entirely sure. And then out here is like I think.
So the first final will start like around 11 a.m.
I don't know. I really don't.
So if it is hosted in Inglewood, 2 miles from the bar, there's a place called Melody's Lounge. They play early 2000s hip hop. Meet me there
at 9 a.m. 7 a.m.
No, it's going to be, the game's probably going to be the 11 a.m.
Yeah, so it's 2 hours. 2 hours before the game.
It'll be 2 p.m. No, after the game.
Brunch.
No, after the game.
Oh, after the game. After the game. Okay,
about
four, before.
Around 4 or 5 p.m. I'll be there.
All right.
Take shots of the first three people there. If it is hosted in Inglewood.
Yeah, that's like 30 months from now. So.
I'm going to forget I said it.
Yeah.
He's
clip this.
Yeah. Yeah. Julio, we don't even know where Julio's going to be come summer 2026.
He might not even be around.
Where are we going to be? 2026? We're going to be on the scene.
Hey, what did he tell us earlier? If he's cuffed, MIA.
If y'all see him on Instagram, a jersey just
hung up,
just know.
So Julio's going to be accounted for?
Around that time, we might just
know. I got to cheat on the low key.
No, we might have a little jersey of him right here. He's not even going to be present.
Yeah. Someone's going to make an honest man out of Julio. I'd like to see that.
2024.
Somebody turn me out.
Someone's daughter.
Somebody's
daughter is going to be
somebody's daughter for show.
Okay. Let's,
anyway.
Yeah. Let's move it on.
We're for the World Cup to somebody's daughter.
Yeah. Let's move it on. So,
yo, daughter.
So, Kroenke, figure it out. FIFA, figure it out. We need at least one World Cup game in
just
LA.
One.
Nobody wants to go to Vegas. Nobody wants to see a final in New Jersey. Like, I mean, come on. Like, let's be real here.
Kroenke, you on the business level 9 right now.
Yeah, figure it out. Let's move it on. We got MLS playoff.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Having a team feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
What's going on? Obviously, biggest LAFC is through to the next round. The first round of the playoffs will be wrapped up by the time this comes out. Obviously, there's a lot of controversy. Some people were a little upset at the new format, or confused even at the new format. Mm-hmm. Best of 3 series for the first. So it was a single game elimination for the play-in game between the
WNBA.
And then we got best of 3 series for this round, and now it's going to go back to single elimination.
Right.
What are you guys' thoughts on the new format? Because I think it was a little bit polarizing, but I'll throw it over to y'all, because I've been doing too much talking this episode so far.
What Nathan said, it's a lot of games. These athletes, you're putting a lot of minutes on this athlete's body. You're getting your money's worth, but at the end of the day, the product that you're putting out there is not a good product because you're wearing them out. So, to me, I don't like it. I get it. We're a new league. We're trying to create this culture. We're trying to be unique. We're trying to be like front runners or whatever the we're trying to do. But I don't like it. In the history of soccer, there's either away game, home game, aggregate goals. This NBA-ass freaking playoff tournament sucks. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No aggregate hurts because, I mean, even the LAFC game, I think it was, what, 5-2 that first game. Mm-hmm. Like, you go down, like, two goals early. It's just, like, throw in the towel, we'll rest, regroup.
There's some games that win the penalties. Like, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy some penalties. But, like, the best out of three, like, I don't like it.
You need aggregate because it keeps the game close. Mm-hmm. You're always playing for something. Like, I mean, you see it in the Champions League. They have, you know, in those two-legged aggregate games. It's never – the game never ends. It could be 3-0. Like, I mean, PSG and Barcelona a few years back, you know, that was a crazy comeback.
Yeah.
It's never – the game is never out of hand. Whereas – no aggregate, like, it's like, all right, the game's over. We're down two goals. Like, there's 30 minutes left. I'm not gonna play. Like, why would
have
I
have a whole nother game?
Yeah.
Don't come back.
Don't experience on like MLS. You have a whole MLS league. Experiment on that league. Like,
MLS
do,
next.
Yeah. Do it all there. Like, don't do it in the MLS. Like, because at the end of the day, like, I get it. We're getting all Messi's here. We're getting all these new fans, but like, no, like.
Yeah, they want to extend. They wanted to extend the playoffs. For viewership purposes.
For Apple TV.
Yeah, right.
And if you're going to do like this, like play like, all right, if you're going to do like this way, three best out of three, instead of penalties, go back to like the original MLS and do shootouts. Like if you're going to do it away, like bring it back to like.
Entertainment.
Yeah, like bring it back to like what made this league entertaining in the beginning.
Make it WWE style.
No, WWE. not saying that.
I mean, at that point, that's what they're doing.
But like if you're going to do the BS, like, at least incorporate a little bit about the history of this league. Mm-hmm. And shootouts were part of this league. Whether some people hate it or love it is the truth. Yeah. And then, first of all, especially, like, if you're, like, under 40, you were doing shootouts in the parking lot with your cousins. Like, this league was created in shootouts, and it was great. I said I wanted shootouts back. But if we're going to do it this way, bring a little bit of the history of the league back into the league. Instead of penalties, do shootouts.
Yeah.
I'm all for changing things up. I love, you know, I love getting like purists mad at the game and be like, you know, like
agitator,
like bloody Americans, like all this stuff. To me, that's great. Whether it dilutes MLS, whatever or whatever is another thing. But you know, like you said, Julio, we have a whole like in baseball. They like try new things. They try it in the minor leagues first. They try out the pitch clock in the minor leagues. They try out bigger bases in the minor leagues. And if they work, it goes up to the majors. And that's something that we could do. See how it works in MLS Next Pro. And I think that's what they're doing. They have, you know, a couple of things that they're doing in that league that are a little bit different that probably wouldn't be accepted by like, you know, your Euro snob purist. But this is it's confusing, number one. Because, like, to me, I'm like, oh, what round are we in again? Right. Like, why? Like, what game does this matter?
Feel like it's, like, dragging it on?
Yeah, and it just takes too long. Because, like, if anything, the later rounds should be best of three series or whatever. Then the earlier, like, we want to get this moving.
Move them on.
And then, like, maybe even make the semifinals or the final, like, a two-legged
That's
thing.
That's crazy.
Which I mean, like,
it would be good.
You want important games to have
the intensity.
Yeah. Or like, because soccer is very fluky, right?
Right.
Like one thing could happen. You could be the better team for 88 minutes, and then one thing happens, and you lose the game.
Yeah.
Like that's part, and that's why, you know, the multiple leg matches happen because it neutralizes that the randomness of soccer.
Look what happened.
This is just it's too early in the we already have too many
it's
teams
too
making
much
the playoffs.
Too early.
Yeah.
Too
yeah.
much too,
too
early.
Too much too early. And now, to me at least, like, I'm
try
like,
try it at the U.S. Open Cup. Like, don't do it. Don't do it, like, in this
right.
game, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at, I mean, I think what you're saying reflects to what happened to St. Louis. Like, first year as an expansion team, amazing season, came into the playoffs their first season, we'll and what happened? They lost
FC
their
Dallas.
First game.
Bow, bow.
No, it wasn't FC Dallas.
FC Dallas, my guy.
No, it wasn't Dallas. Who was it? It wasn't Dallas. Dallas
was
playing Seattle.
Sporting Kansas City.
Kansas City, yeah.
Same small market.
Damn. Julio is a coastal elite, bro.
That's how you know.
He's a coastal elite. He said, flyover states are all the same to me, bro. Like, you know, Kansas, Texas, St. Louis. Same thing. Oh, it's all the same. The middle of the country is one big state, you know?
All red states.
Like if you can't go to the beach, don't talk to me, bro. Like that's what Julio just said.
But what are you gonna do?
But literally, Lake? Like that's what happened. Like St. Louis, amazing season, yeah. Did the best of the best, yeah. Held number one to yeah. the end, and then they lost their first game. Had it not been for the best of three, they would have been gone.
Yeah.
And yeah. what is it that you said last year? I will never forget.
It's not the best team in the playoffs. It doesn't matter if you're the best team. It's the hottest team.
Period. Yeah. Period.
LAFC is pretty hot right now.
LAFC is looking. I mean, it looked kind of dire
it
for
was
them.
A little.
Towards the end of the season, they were getting tired. They were losing a lot of games. But it looks like they picked things up. And they have
Listen,
experience.
You got to give it to them,
The second game was like
though.
all like they used the reserves. They were like, we're going to give the stars some rest. Like,
yeah. They did.
And they like fresh.
Yeah. Dude, but can we just give it up to Boanga? Like, he's been killing it the whole game. The whole season.
Yeah, he's...
Whole season, postseason, he's had international games. He's had hella games in MLS with his LAFC team.
There was a report saying, like, I think he has the most minutes right now in LAFC.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And that means most minutes... All of MLS.
Golden Boot winner.
Right, Golden Boot.
Period.
He might not win MVP. Luciano Acosta on Cincinnati is the front runner for that. But he certainly deserves at least a shot. He's in the discussion for MVP. Because even though LAFC kind of faltered for a little bit, he's been a little bit streaky. A little bit, like at the beginning of the year, he was incredible.
No,
insane. Like red hot. And then middle of the season.
And the minute he played 70 games back to back.
Yeah. He was a little faulty.
He was tired.
My bad.
He's human.
Yeah. Ayo, you can't forget there was that one week where he played for LAFC, traveled for his international team, came back.
And scored all three games.
Yeah.
Damn. Like,
that run,
come on.
That run
and he was a little faulty. Like, what?
Yeah. I mean, like.
He's
when it
incredible.
Comes, yeah, he's had a fantastic season, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's from the beginning, it's kind of shown that it's his team now.
Yeah.
Like Vela has been
They've been collaborating.
Vela's he's doing that he's given that role of giving the ball more, and like there's a the last game there was a goal that Vela could easily score and he just passed it back to him so he can get that easy goal. So like
but I mean, if you were to say whose team this is,
it's still Vela's.
You think it's still Vela's team?
I think Vela holds the throne.
But everybody listens to Boanga more.
No, I think Vela holds the throne, and Boanga's his protege. I feel like Vela is like setting him up to be the next, but because Vela's still there and Vela holds like the history that he holds, it's still like Vela, team Vela. Mm-hmm. But
how long does Vela have?
I think he's retiring after the season.
The season is it for him. Yeah. I could see that too. But
if I was a betting man, I'll put a retirement after the season.
I mean, we could do that. Shout out to Bet Online, our sponsor. We could put that in.
Bet Online.
If they make it to the finals.
Where the game starts.
That's EA Sports, stupid. Oh, no.
No. Hey, man, he's never done the ad read. He doesn't know.
Clearly. That's why we don't have him on ad reads.
I know. I was joking again on you.
Joke with a joke.
Joke with a joke.
Yeah, these are 6-foot jokes. Everybody's 5'10 here.
It's not that pickleback tournament. Like, pickleball.
Pickleback.
Oh,
my God.
Forget pickleball. We're doing a pickleback tournament.
Yeah. People show up thinking it's pickleball.
Yeah. I'm top 10 pickleback.
Yeah. That's, ayo.
And I'm not top 10. Because I'm not drinking. I'm not.
Moment of silence.
Whoever's first place in picklebacks, like, they're drunks.
Yeah, pause.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Damn.
Speaking of
pickleback.
Yeah, no, let's
that's crazy.
Speaking of guys in LA, moving on. Chicharito.
Shout out to him. Bye.
Announced his he's not coming back.
He just said thank you.
Right.
Galaxy.
I don't think it wasn't official.
It wasn't
right?
official.
But it was like,
I feel like there's still speculation. Like, what does that mean? Like,
right.
Thank you this season. Thank you.
Coming off an Achilles tear at his age, it's gonna be tough for him to make a comeback anywhere.
Yeah, just go hang out with Gio Dos Santos. Like, he's chill, bro.
Hey,
yeah.
Did you guys see that? He has his own team on. EA,
the Kings League.
The Kings League.
Yeah. So I mean, that could be the next
that just started.
To me, that's great.
We should cover that more. Actually,
in North America, yeah, like
yeah, they have like a North American tournament.
Yeah.
there's a lot of controversy behind it because there's a lot of like Mexican teams on it. Ooh. And people are saying like this is a North American, da da da. Like,
is Mexico not part of North America?
Well, there's
it is.
Or and there's like, I think the controversy is like there's so many Mexican teams, but there's not enough like
white teams.
No, sorry. No, Caucasians, I think there was like, it was like South America or something like that. I don't know. I have to look into it. But there was like 6 Mexican teams and then like 1 South American team or 2. One of the two. I don't know.
Hey, all of a sudden, all I know is Arcángel's team. I'm rooting for y'all.
Dude, that's sick. Yeah. We should do like a little live or something for one of the games.
I think covering that, especially if it's going to be expanding out here, mm-hmm. like that'll be crazy.
Hey, Arcángel's team.
Chicharitos on it.
Arcángel, let us like be the official pod for your team.
That'd be crazy. No, Melissa, I met her at one of the LAFC games. She's like a captain for one of the teams. She's like a freestyler. She's one of the freestylers. She's like a Mexican-American or Mexican. I don't know. I might be wrong. But she's a Mexican descent, and she has her own. She's a captain of one of the teams.
Oh, she's Hispanic.
Yeah, she's a Latina.
Mexican descent.
Chicharito's in there. Arcángel's in there. Who else is in there? I don't know, but
yeah, but
they have the Mexican guy with the mask. He's hilarious.
What's his name?
Well, because they have that in the Spanish, version too. Yeah.
So what's his name? Something Dorado or something.
No,
I don't know. I can't remember. But
shout out to him.
What I was trying to get at is how will Chicharito be remembered in? Will his time in Galaxy even be a blip on the radar or
he
like
was the
when
bit.
Like on the when you sum up Chicharito's career? Like, how far down is LA Galaxy? Does he even get, like, mentioned in the obituary?
No.
I don't think so either.
I think it's an honorable mention.
I don't think so. Because, obviously, you know, the Man U and the Real Madrid, that's like, the and his time
oh,
in
Mexico. Oh, yeah, off top.
When those teams, I think he will be honorably mentioned.
Yeah.
Like, as, like, this guy, like, especially with Real Madrid, did 10 games and balled out.
Right. Yeah.
So it shows, like, the level he could play with where he has elite, like, ball givers, people,
distributors.
Like, distributors that can give him the ball, like at the right places. He's an elite scorer in that box.
Yeah.
But once you put him to like, once you put him like around bums, like, and then like they can't cross the ball.
He did have a great season last year.
Like no, like last season, it was 10 games, 11 goals. Like,
yeah.
He shows that the minute there's balls getting crossed, he's gonna make it happen.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, him, he was like a world class talent. With people not being able to cross the ball.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like it was never because of him because to this day, I said it when he first signed. I said it a few times in the pod. I feel like all that he was missing was elite crossers to make him be that elite player that he is. Once they got Costa, I felt like, and I was like, oh, my God, this is gonna be his breakout season.
Yeah.
He's going to have this person that can cross the ball. And then, like, injuries and all that happened. But, like.
Now Costa and ostensibly Chicharito are going to be out. And Galaxy.
Watch out for Galaxy next year.
Yeah.
Kuntz is going to make it.
We've been saying this. But also, yes, watch out for them.
I feel like Chicharito made a name for himself for what he could do in Galaxy. Like,
you think so?
I think in terms of, like, just representation.
Super
no,
losses.
I think he did, like, his representation side, his, like, fandom and like his pride for Galaxy was there.
I think so too.
In a sense, like he brought fans there, he brought diversity there, he brought fandom there.
Yeah, I mean, there's the whole thing with when he was leaving Europe to play, and he was like crying. He's like, my career is over.
Right.
And people thought, you know, how committed is he? I think committed. He was committed.
He wanted to
he
make.
He was committed, but he was also looking right.
He was right.
He was right.
He wanted to make something out of it. Okay.
It
wasn't for a lack of effort on his part.
Like, it wasn't
easy on
him.
He came here
though.
and coasted it and been like, you know, like forget this and maybe or like Higuain with Inter Miami.
Higuain was horrible.
Yeah, you know what I mean. He could have done that, but I think the effort was there. The results didn't always show up. When he did have an injury free season, he did play well. But you know, at the end of the day, it's like Zlatan. I think will have that LA.
Zlatan's over him.
Part of the part of his career. Like, right. When people remember Zlatan, they're not, LA Galaxy is obviously not going to be the first club they remember, but it will be discussed about. I don't LA Galaxy will be talking
about. And it's crazy because when you think about Vela, you think about him being a Fiat and Zlatan being a Ferrari.
Yeah. What does that make Chicharito?
Oh, straight up like a Kia.
No, Kia's coming up, bro.
Like a unicycle or something, you know? Like... You know, like one of those like crazy,
lime.
Like the front wheel is like way big and then the tiny, like, you know, like those 1920s bicycles.
He's like one of them good bikes that the chain just pops out.
An electric bike. He's an electric bike.
He's an electric bike.
I think that's fair.
He did what he could.
He did what
we
he
gotta
could.
We got to charge him up a little bit.
You look at Chicharito's career and you look at Vela's career, you take Chicharito's.
Off tops.
Off top.
Easy. What? Light work.
You know what? No.
You don't think so?
Vela was top three in Spain at one point behind Messi. And Ronaldo. Oh,
that's wild. With Villarreal?
No, with Sociedad.
Sociedad.
Yeah. Bro, I think it was
him and Griezmann. Him and Griezmann were together.
And he was better than Griezmann, arguably, in that team.
He could have been, but so that's the thing with him. It's like what he could have been. The potential was there. He was not top three. He was not top three in Spain.
We got to Google this.
We got to tell him.
He was not for sure.
He was top of the league at one point, like assists and scoring behind Chicharito. And I mean, not Chicharito. Ooh. Behind Messi and Ronaldo.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was always it was always a what if with Vela. It was always like
the thing is that guy just like he was just naturally talented. He did not like soccer.
Yeah, I mean, and
he hated Mexico way more.
Yeah, he didn't hate Mexico, he hated the Mexican national team.
The national team.
Not let's not put that out there. Come on,
that's something me and him have in common.
All right, I think we
because your team's never
around.
Let's wrap this here.
I'm American. I was born in the U.S.
That's great. Y'all are wild. This has been an unhinged episode of the Urban Hinge podcast.
What's up, Hinge?
It was good. It was good to be back with just y'all, just you know, shooting the breeze.
Are we done?
We're wrapping up.
Are we finished? Or are we done?
No, we're finished. Are you finished or are you done? I don't know. Can you go to the bathroom?
I could have pulled up on all three of you.
Can you go to the bathroom and come back?
Yeah. All right. Yo,
I could have kept the gas and pulled up on all three of you.
Wait, real quick.
Yes, Bridget's corner.
I had a question real quick.
All right, thank you for having
I know this is coming out on Tuesday, but I want to know, who do you think is taking the NWSL?
I'm going to be there on Saturday.
Saturday.
It's
San Diego.
No. It's bro. New York. It's going to be Gotham and OL
Reign.
I really want I want Gotham to win because OL Reign beat Angel City and Ali Krieger's last year. And Rapinoe's had too much fanfare. It's over.
Anything against Rapinoe, I'm in.
I'm not that far there. I see what you're saying.
That's crazy. Rapinoe's already had her swan song. Ali Krieger, she's been going through a lot. I don't know if y'all have
seen
the stuff with her marriage.
Shout out to her.
Shout out to Walden. Krieger.
Reach out.
Ashlyn Harris is wildin'. This is the Team Ali Krieger podcast. I'm just gonna put that out there. But I got Gotham. I want Gotham to win. Reign's got the better team for sure. They've got, but
it could be Gotham.
Yeah, I'm
going with
Gotham.
You on that one.
Yeah.
Whatever Batman's on, I'm on.
So I'm looking forward to that actually. But this has been the Urban Hinge podcast, the Game of Life, part of the Believe Network. For Julio Monteros and Bridget Flores, I'm Randy Abushala. Thanks for tuning in. We got more stuff headed in the pipeline, but until then, we'll see y'all later.
Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection. infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.